Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sandspence Radio. If you shit in the pool, it's probably really easy to get away with shitting in the pool.
Hey everyone, are you in Sydney on the 2nd or 3rd of Feb? Then why not come and see us at the Chippendale Hotel? Our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, will be performing on the Thursday night, and on the Friday we're teaming up with Film Feuds. And this time, we're bringing our good friend, and your favourite DM, Adam. Tickets are available in the show notes, seating is very limited, so get in while you can. Also, tomorrow, I'll be sitting down with Adam and a special guest to discuss this very campaign for our Patreons only. So, if you have any questions at all about Huss Firma Pride that you want answered, just head to our Patreon page and comment on the post. Or hit us up on Twitter, at Sandspants Radio. And speaking of Patreon, for just $5 a month, you get access to a whole bunch of exclusive and early content, like the complete 25 episodes of Huss Firma Pride, as well as our Patreon-only show, where we let you in on some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on, like Ali leaving or a horrible experience moving house. All the links to that are in the show notes. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to episode 19 of Huss Firma Pride, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Previously.
Everybody's blind.
Everybody duck for cover.
Look at me knowing shit.
Yeah, there's a damage right. Causing one rather than the weak.
The drow. We're powerful humans and a dwarf.
I'd like to run up to the last drow and just punch him in the face. I just want to fight alongside my earth elemental in the same boxing
back to back,
style.
You know?
Yeah, back to back, like, oh.
There's also a map attached to it. The map is super complicated to read, though. You realize immediately it's a map of the Underdark. Oh, okay. The drow's face is like a broken, bloodied mess. Like his, like, one of his cheeks is nearly concave.
This is temporary, you cave-dwelling fuckboy.
This is gonna go so dark, so
quick. He just asked if he could understand. And then the other guy said yes and spat. It was really gross.
You do know you're not getting out of this alive.
I got to see the town on the way in. I don't think you're getting out of this alive either.
Oh my god. I'm not there, but I'm so scared.
The drow you've been interrogating, Edric, looks up to answer you.
My name is Legate Timotius. I am 5th ranger in the House of Valaen, and I command a troop of nearly 10,000. He's lying.
This fucking guy.
Good.
My 10,000 will wash upon this town like the seas upon the rocks, and you will break.
Why this town? Why us?
Because fuck you.
Dick it in the kick!
Can I flip his chair?
He'll flip with it.
Yeah. Like, if he's on the chair, I want to flick it back and then put my foot in his dick.
Sorry.
So you want to kick him in the dick?
Effectively, yes. But I guess you're relaying the information to me.
He's telling us he's a commander of 10,000 bullshit.
You do it. You, like, lean him back. You kick him in the dick. Mm. He grunts, but other than that, he doesn't make much sound.
A drow's immune to dick kicking,
it's a natural immunity.
Males often are. They live in a rough society. not the first time this has happened to him.
Get the note that we sort of found off one of his buddies.
Yep.
And just shove it in his face. Like, what the fuck does this say?
I don't like that Adam chuckled at that.
I know.
He bites the note and starts chewing it. Hang on, let's roll to get this out of his mouth.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. Snatch it back. Like...
You get it back.
What does this say?
Come a little closer and I'll tell you.
What does it say?
Come a little closer and I'll tell you.
Like, start, like, put my, like, hand.
Cassius, you still here?
Yeah. Hand
you
around.
You backed off? Or...
No, I'm like, standing right next to him, but it's hard for me to gauge because I don't know what he's saying. And also, I'm not, like, I'm full of an anger, but I'm not the torturous kind, so.
Put my hand on his throat. Mm. What does it say? And I start squeezing.
He spits on your face.
I don't flinch.
He misses anyway.
That's why you don't flinch.
You're like choking him so hard, his like eyes bulge out a little bit, and the spittle just kind of like dribbles down his chin.
I let go a little bit. What does it say?
It's a letter to your mother, informing her that I'll be pile driving her later tonight.
Good, your mum jokes from the drow.
You're an orphan.
Yeah.
I don't want to kill you, commander of 10,000 fucking drow. I don't want to do this. I don't want to, but you're forcing my hand. What does this note say?
He laughs. He just laughs.
How many did you kill?
How many grains of sand are there on the beach?
Four, actually.
Four, yeah?
Yeah, just
That's not
just
much
four.
Of a beach. That's you just four grains of sand.
Did you burn our orphanage?
Get a little closer. Don't worry, I'm not going to spit this time, he says.
I'll lick you.
I get a little closer.
You're goddamn right I did.
Ah, you're so fat! He's not going to be able to control himself. I'm not there.
I just turned to Cassius and...
Did he do it?
Just warhammer him.
I like to think before I'm like, ah! But I don't think I have time.
No.
Just warhammering.
You crush his head into his chest.
Oh, for goodness. I'm glad I'm not there. I mean, he's a dick,
blood
but...
splatters all over the place. Edric, you turn around. Cassius, you can just see, like, the gore, like, speckles of gore, like, across his chest and up reaching across his face.
I just give you a look, and I want that look to convey that you are not the man I grew up with. You are not the boy I played in streams with when I was a young girl of 50.
25. Come on, mate.
You are something else.
Post-traumatic stress, I think, is the word.
I'd like to just, like, turn away.
I just drop the hammer and...
Turn to...
Bertram?
Bertram.
And
Bertram nods approvingly. Good.
We can't heal
Good
that.
Job.
We can't heal dead drow.
Mm. Well, let's throw his body on the bonfire.
So, did you get anything from the drow you chased?
We killed them, certainly.
We've got a map and we've got a note.
But we can't
What's
read
the note
them?
Say?
We can't read it. Underdark, by which I mean drow. Drow
well, Elven? I've got some good news for you then.
Ooh.
Yes?
Mistra is awake.
Misa can read Elven?
Or is it just good news
that Mistra can read many languages.
I told you guys she
Take it to her.
Die. It's fine.
See what she says.
Good. Cool. Give the drow to the townsfolk.
They can put it on the fire.
That happens.
What about the other one that they... will get? Is that burning too? The one they pinned
the
up
effigy?
Against the...
They take the... fucking...
because remember earlier they pinned a drow against the building?
Yeah.
We were like, don't pin the drow
right.
there.
Oh, right, yeah. That one's like, that's kind of forgotten that part.
Oh, okay. Good.
That was days ago.
Oh, yeah, good point.
That
part's right.
pretty rotted.
Let's go find Mistra. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You go back into the blacksmithy.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a bunch of pillows stacked up, and Mistra has been leant against the pillows. She's not moving, but like you can tell from like a change in her breathing. That she's definitely conscious. And as you approach, maybe one of her eyes flickers a little bit.
Does it look like she's doing better or just...
It's definitely getting worse. Mm. And she's definitely in a lot of pain right now.
We don't have milk of the poppy.
It's not
God damn.
Who approaches her?
All three of us in time.
Okay, you like kneel down around her. Yeah. There's not a lot of room. You got to like seriously scrunch up together.
It's fine.
Bump the roof.
She's like... Now that you're close, you can hear her breathing like that.
That's nice that she's breathing.
That's a plus.
Hey.
What do you say?
We try and rouse her.
She's aroused. She's conscious.
She's aroused.
She's aroused.
All right, Mistra.
Aroused, I said, not aroused.
Well, sounded a bit like aroused.
You said aroused.
Oh my fucking god, you guys.
Yeah. One to us.
You can make yourself laugh as much as you want. You're about to cry, motherfuckers.
Oh.
No. So I guess I ask Mistra. Just, I don't want to like just launch into like, can you read this map, Mistra?
No, I'll be like,
I kind of want to be just like,
how you doing?
How you doing? And but I don't. I know the answer's gonna be, I'm doing shit.
You still gotta ask.
I'm like, just attend like small chat, but she cares because she's our mother figure, and be just like, how you doing, bye?
How you doing?
Or just hold her hand and just be just like, hi, Mistra, it's us.
I'd like to continue with my set of denial and be like, how you feeling? With a smile.
She like looks over to you.
Yes, I'm in trouble.
And like her face does something, and you need a roll to work out what's happening.
Could be anything.
Could be anything. Bubbles.
Yeah, Zilly, you can sort of make out like she's trying to smile. She, with a very weak, scarred and burned hand, reaches up and just like. She can't really even get to your shoulder. She's too weak. So she just, like, puts a hand anywhere she can find on you.
Aw, say she'll be fine, guys.
And you,
I give Cassie just a look. Like,
and she tries to talk a little bit, but it's obviously paining her, and she doesn't.
Shh. You're all right there, Mistra. You want to help us? I say that not in, like, you want to help us, you fuck? More in, like...
We need some help.
Yeah, like
phrase it like that.
We need some help, Mistra. I know it's gonna be hard. So let's do this real quick. Could you translate something for us? If it's gonna exert you too much, if it's too much pain.
She moves her arm. Mm-hmm.
Just teach me drow.
Edric, you are like you're the only one who realizes she's trying to point. Somewhere, mm-hmm. like past you guys, mm-hmm. and you turn around and you see the little girl.
Zira.
I'm trying to find it in my notes. Yeah. She'd like taken what she like had left of the ointments and stuff like that that Mistra had made, and they're like splayed out on a table, like where she's trying to point.
Mm-hmm. I like beckon Zira over with the tray.
No, it's like the table's like there's no tray with
what are
this.
You talking?
It's like all over the table.
What do I do?
Oh, she's pointing to the table where all of her ointments and stuff are.
So we get the
go
ointments?
Get the ointments.
I'm like Cassius, can you go get?
There's a bunch of different ones.
I'll go collect the ointments because I'm assuming I'd know what they do and what.
You probably don't. Mistra was like, or well, maybe you do.
Is Zira trained there? Under Mistra?
You don't have any points in alchemy though.
Mm, true. This one's the right one. You don't know what you're doing.
You maybe like show them to her one at a time until finally she like gestures like that's the one. And then she like, she can't reach her eyes, but she like turns around and tries to point to her eyes.
I rub the salve on her eyes.
You like reach out and she like shakes her head. Like,
what does she want, Adam?
I try and decipher.
She points to you, Cassius.
I point to my eyes.
She nods.
I rub the salve on my eyes.
Everything in the world goes super blurry.
What have you done, Mistra?
She stops struggling.
And then it comes back. Uh-huh. It's like you rubbed Vaseline on your eyes. It like goes blurry, and then your vision sort of comes back properly.
Uh-huh. And give Mistra, not like a the fuck, but like a what now?
Is Cassius looking at herself?
Does it look like anything's changed?
Nothing appears
look
to
at
have
the map.
Changed.
Look at the map.
Yeah, I'll take the map and the note.
Give you the note.
You can read the note.
I give Mistra a little, like, thank you. What does it say?
Okay, so you don't know what language it is, but you can now read the language. It's orders, basically, to the group of drow that you took the note from.
Okay.
It says, capture alive, unharmed, or I'll flay the flesh from your bones. Mm. And then it's, then it's instructions on... The meeting that they had with the other elves. You're to meet with these elves. They have an item that you need to pass over to me. Bring this item to me as well. If I find out that you've delayed or dallied in any way, I will flay the flesh from your bones. And if you deviate from these orders, if you attack anyone I have not designated. I will flay the flesh from your bones. Come back when you are done.
Does the, like, does it mention the item at all or just say an item?
An item. Just says an item.
I look at the map. Can I decipher the map now?
No, you can't. It doesn't provide you any insight into the map. The map's still super hard to read.
I let these two know that.
You, like, the map is super hard to read, but you might still be able to use it. It's the letter was just completely incomprehensible.
I relay it to them that the meeting was an exchange of an item.
Did we find an item?
We found a couple of gems, but I can't think... What?
That meeting never took place. You guys know that, right?
Yeah.
No,
we have to get interrupted that meeting. It never took place. We have to get an item from the elves.
Yeah.
Not the drow.
Elves, not drow.
Whoops. Okay. Mistra, like, moves her gaze away from Cassius and looks over, just like, over against, or around all of you. She gestures Edric for you to, like, come closer.
I come a little closer.
She, once again, is super weak, but she puts her hand, like, maybe on your hand and, like, wants you to come in closer. She's, like, you know, like, face-to-face, basically.
I do that.
She, it's killing her to talk, you can tell. Mm-hmm. So she has to whisper, and she just manages barely to get out.
I'm sorry the light left your eyes.
Was she talking to you or all of us? Because I'm still convinced she's going to live.
No!
Mistra dies.
No!
I want to be more emotional, but my throat hurts so much I can't get it out.
Adam, what's the nearest thing to break?
The salve that you were holding.
I smash it on the ground. Punch a wall.
I'm going to use that salve.
I'm just gonna yell, scream, and just like walk, just like I can't even cope. I'm gonna leave the smithy and just start punching a rock or something. I'm gonna channel all of my despair and grief. Yeah, cast full strength and just punch a wall. I'm turning my grief into
wander,
anger.
Like, out of the city limits. You head over to the orphanage that you grew up on, and you break that fucking rock.
I destroy it. Yep.
I'm just silent.
I shouldn't have left! Ah! That's me.
Okay. Cool. I got that feeling.
I'm not going to tell anyone what she said.
You were the only one who heard it.
Okay. I would like to be like... I'm sure she's having a nap.
I just get up.
And then go and see Daniel.
And walk out. And try and see maybe Bertram.
I'm in shock. Am I in shock?
I'd imagine so.
How do I feel? Am I still in denial or did I comprehend what was going on?
You
and
can
now in shock?
Be in denial if you want. Let me... Hang on. Help.
Adam, I don't know how emotions work.
I'm going to say...
And Ellie. No, I'm kidding.
Grief is a will save. No, I'm going to say, like, you technically made, rolled, gave it a DC I thought was appropriate, and you passed it, so you can choose to come out of denial, or you can choose to stay where you are.
I have to deal with this whole thing. I'm going to use it.
I'm going to say, even if you choose to stay in denial, the world that you knew is fraying at the edges.
Yeah, no, I'm going to come out of denial and go straight into shock and grief.
Okay.
I'm just gonna put maybe an arm around. Do I know that? What are you doing? You freaking out? What's going on?
You crying
maybe
at least?
Suddenly sad.
The kind of thing where it's like the emotion just hits you and you just drop.
Yeah, that. What's Wesley doing?
Wesley, like through your empathetic link, he can understand that you're feeling pain. He didn't know Mistra as well, though. He's like, I'm sorry this happened to you. Yeah. There's no words can offer the comfort I want to give.
Wesley, a little bit of a cuddle. I like to cuddle Wesley real close.
He cuddles you.
Yeah.
I put an arm around you, Zilly.
Let's go to Asgard.
And then I leave.
Let's go.
The smithy.
I just stay by that rock, beating the shit out of it.
I'd like to leave.
Go back to where they to Bertram. What's that? Okay. No, don't.
Bertram is helping in the efforts to burn the drow's corpse.
Someone should tell Daniel. I mean, I'm not there, but someone should tell Daniel our mom just died.
Is Daniel around?
Yeah, you can probably find him. Like, he's on the edge of the people who are burning the drow. He he's not happy. He's not sharing their joy. He's like looking on with like a due sense of like necessity almost.
So is this note, is this definite confirmation that the elves and drow are working together, or is this more that we're looking for a traitor?
Seems like effectively that they're at least in communication with one another.
There are small drow communities among the elves, you know, that's, and there were small drow contingents in their army.
So presumably they're working together in some capacity.
These people aren't, like I said towards the beginning of this adventure, these people are like, were once part of the drow army. They're not necessarily, not drow army, sorry, the elven army. Mm. They're not necessarily representative of the drow that live in the Underdark.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, do we know that this town for now is at least safe from the drow? Because these were not drows that were potentially coming to slaughter the town.
Well, those drows, in the meeting, those drows were told not to slaughter the town. Mm. But no, those elves were told not to slaughter the town.
No, the drow. Were told that was a message to the drow.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
To not kill the elves.
They were apparently supposed to bring someone or some specific people back that was not specified in the note.
So I assume the drow we killed, probably the ones attacking the town, because they were the ones coming to attack the town. So that's, I'd assume the town's safe. Ish.
So, hang on, has that meeting taken place yet or not?
Which meeting?
The one.
Do you mean the one that you got Okay, so.
How many meetings were happening, Adam?
One.
One.
One meeting was happening.
Uno.
Between the drow paladin, the elf paladins and the drow.
Mm-hmm.
From the drow elf. Fucking hell. From elf paladins, you learned about the meeting.
Yeah.
And you killed.
So those elf paladins were going to meet those drow.
Yeah, a couple of them were, yes.
All right, cool. So we've got this easel.
You've killed the drow, you've killed the elves. Everyone who went to that meeting is dead by your hand.
All right, okay,
so
I get it
now. The elves that we were killed, they had something that the... Cool.
They were going to bring something.
Hey, guys.
I got an idea, yeah?
Bag of holding? Would it be
I'm going to just, like, look at... I'm going to go find Zilly.
I got detect magic.
I'm going to go find Zilly.
Did you, like, go up to Daniel and Daniel's like, and you're like... I'm going to go find Zilly.
I'm like, cogs are ticking, like, hang on. All right, I got it now. Okay, cool. Thank you, God above me that explains stuff. 1 second.
That's you, Adam.
Oh, I just tell Daniel. Tell Daniel about Mistra. Why did I smile?
don't tell. I know I said to, but I feel like Daniel's just going to go off on the warpath.
I tell Daniel that Mistra has passed away. We're going to take this war to the drow.
Can I get a highs or lows, sorry?
Highs.
Okay. Daniel nods and says, I'm going to just quickly go down to the orphanage.
Okay.
He says, and he walks off.
Cool. And then let's tell him, before we go off, we need to do a few things, but then we're taking this fight to the drow.
Daniel listens to the part where Mistra is dead, and then, like, you might say other stuff to him.
Cool.
You can tell he's not listening.
Classic Daniel. Vintage Daniel move.
Doesn't look right there. I can find Zilly.
Yeah, where were you, Zilly? Sorry?
Freaking out somewhere.
Were you still in the blacksmithy?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're still, the corpse is there. There's a lot of death in this room.
Sitting there and holding the weasel.
Zilly, I need you to, come with me.
Okay.
Let's leave this place of death.
Cassius, you powderize that rock.
I'm just sitting in the ruins of it. I'm processing all of it. And the fact that Mr. Fizz hasn't come back.
Daniel shows up there. He, you're sitting there?
Yeah, I kind of like raise my
He sits down next to you.
I know.
I just...
Nothing happened.
What?
What?
We never spent a night together. I don't know why you have a tattoo of me on your arm.
What?
So you...
I lied. I think Edric wants you in the town.
Stand up, fuckboy. Stand up, fuckboy.
He stands up.
Is he wearing a helmet?
No.
I'm so excited.
Don't you fucking move. I'm gonna, like, bull strength every inch of, like, fury and grief and anger inside me, and I'm gonna swing the biggest uppercut I can into his jaw.
Mortal Kombat style.
You break his... I'm not gonna roll. Max, he doesn't resist. Max damage. You break his jaw, like loosen some teeth. He's fucked up. You rearrange his face, kind of literally.
I stand up. I take out my wand of healing. Throw it at him. And I walk to the blacksmithy.
Okay.
Cool.
What the fuck, Daniel? You piece of shit.
What a dick fuck.
What a piece of fucking shit.
I can't believe that. Who's Daniel?
I am like a white hot ball of rage right now.
Both Ascasius and Jackson.
So that's why nothing made sense about boats and fucking flowers and roses or anything like that.
That son of a fucking bitch.
Oh my god.
Unless he's lying.
I don't even. I can't even.
Nah,
I can't even, I don't
nah
even,
he's got nothing to lie about.
I don't even know what to fucking do. I just completely silent. I walk into the blacksmithy up to you guys.
We're out of the blacksmithy.
Oh, okay. You see them in town. It's a very small town right now.
I go and just stand next. Just walk up to you.
Okay.
I'd like to say, Cassius. Yes. Cassius, are you all right?
I'm fine.
Okay. I will not push from there. I just want it known that I care enough to ask, but not enough to push.
Okay. So, Drow were meant to meet paladins. We've got...
Your punishment is nearly done.
There was fucking... a backstory, but then we stole some wolves and now Daniel's a cunt.
Fucking Jack, you son of a bitch.
Adam's like, yeah, I've got this amazing like event planned. Daniel, like, it's this amazing, like, he'll discover it as he goes. And then I'm like, Adam, I want to be
no.
friends with the wolves.
Season one, your punishment is nearly complete.
It's all been punishment for season one. This whole time. Everything makes sense.
Is this
though?
When you wake sense. Up as Griffbum and then like...
in the barrel.
Then I have to 1-inch punch my way out.
As a skeleton.
Not a real thing.
Not a real thing.
Okay, so I'm assuming whatever it is that these drow are after was in the possession of the paladins. The only thing that I can think of is open the bag of holding. The only thing that I can feasibly think of is that just doesn't make any sense for anything to be in here is whatever the hell this is, bring out the easel, and whatever the hell this is, bring out the paint.
Oh, the paint, the glitter paint. Did it have glitter in it?
I think it like glitter. Shines. It has this odd like glittery sheen to it. It doesn't like have glitter in it. It like sparkles like the night sky.
Like glitter.
I also then
sort of, yeah.
bring out the that orb that Mistra gave
us. The night sky is more
does
beautiful.
Does it do anything?
You hold it. It continues to remain smoky in your
hands. I like how we're just like, we have a riddle. Let's put everything on a table and work it out.
Yeah, I know. We're just like
push the...
It's like some sort of adventure game.
Yeah, like a point-and-click adventure where, like, use orb on easel.
Nothing.
Is this doing anything? All right, back in the pocket. Easel paint. All right, cool. So, Zilly.
Yes.
You know magic.
Yes.
Cassius, you know a different
detect
kind of magic.
Detect magic. Adam, I'd like to detect magic.
Okay.
What is this doing here?
Adam, I'd like to know what detect magic does.
It detects magic.
It detects the
yeah,
presence
but does it
of
tell
magic.
Me about the magic?
Ali, it can
you
tell you the type of magic that
it
is
detect?
Present. It doesn't, beyond that, like you can tell, like, some sort of, like, you could say, oh, that's healing magic or that's
okay,
necromantic right. magic.
Fuck it. I'm going to detect magic on everything.
A spellcraft check allows you to determine what spell it is. So you cast detect magic.
Yeah.
The orb, once again, shines with divination magic. A magic that allows vision other than the normal. The paints, easel, paintbrush show up with conjuration magic. Conjuration magic deals with summoning creatures or making things. And did you have anything else, sorry, at the table?
That's the easel and the painting.
Yeah, they all show up with conjuration.
Was in the,
magic bag, I think. I forget what that is, but it's
a bag of holding.
Yeah, it's
guys,
a bag of holding.
Here's what I think. The easel, the paints, if you paint something with those magic paints, it becomes real. I'd like to paint a dragon.
I like to think you're like, let me just give it a go, and you start painting. We're like, what's your... What?
Oh, I'm just going to...
For real?
I'm just going to tell you.
Are you painting a dragon?
Did you vocalize this?
Yeah, no.
Well, you can tell what she's painting partway through.
Yeah. No, I don't want to waste the paint, though.
Don't paint it. How about we paint something small?
Like a horse.
Like a horse. Or,
nah, I hate horses.
Yeah, fair enough. I hate horses, too. they're easily spooked.
Oh, I would like to paint a jacket, weasel-sized. Adam.
For real?
Like a sentient jacket?
Not a sentient, just a weasel-sized jacket.
It's just a weasel-sized jacket. It's very cute.
All right.
Who's going to look like a weasel professor? Or Harry Potter. I don't know why. A weasel rope?
Okay. It takes you about 10 minutes to just quickly whip up that painting.
Well, I mean, I want
the painting
to
looks
detail.
Super poor.
And,
not super poor. It's like average, like what you actually in real life could make.
Hey.
The
true.
The painting
rude.
Disappears from the canvas and nothing else happens.
Let's paint a bug.
I look in the bag of holding. Anything?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Imagine if we just kept painting
holding,
things.
Nothing else. You paint a bug?
I'd like to paint a bug.
Okay.
I would like it to be a worm, but like those worms in Sesame Street with Oscar the Grouch. Go.
Takes you another 10 minutes just
oh God,
to like whip up
worm.
This little thing.
Go.
When that happens, it. What did you make, sorry?
A worm.
A worm?
Looks
the worm
like the
disappears,
from Sesame Street.
And then just in front of you, a tiny little like wood carving maybe of a worm.
Guys,
appears.
I worked it out, kind of. What?
A wood carving of a worm.
How do I bring it to life?
I pick up the wood carving of the worm.
Yep. Okay.
It's just like a fairly
like,
well-carved worm.
It's not very well-carved. It's like, it looks like it's been carved with loving detail, but it's not like well-made.
Pass it a zilly.
You could break it fairly easily if you wanted
I don't
to.
Break it's my
can
worm.
You detect
I'd like to use detect magic.
This?
It does not detect of magic. Remember you're wasting spells, by the way.
Well, no.
Yes.
This is
I
how
mean, no,
wizards
I didn't remember.
Get free spells.
This is
I'm tired of those.
The trick to get wizards having free spells.
Is there anything that you can do?
I cannot reanimate. I cannot bring a wooden worm to life.
Oh. Not yet, anyway.
Draw something bigger.
What? Then we're just going to get a giant wood carving or something bigger.
That's fine. Let's give it. Let's test it out.
What do you guys want? What do you guys want me to draw next?
Cow.
Yeah, draw a cow.
I'd like to draw a cow.
Because I got well. You can do that.
It takes 10 minutes every time you want to do this.
Great.
Just letting you know. Okay. So you paint a cow.
7.5
And
minutes.
A large wood carving of a cow appears.
For what reason could the elves or the drow need this? What is even the purpose of this?
Can you mold that wood?
Mm.
Yeah, I'll try shape wood.
You can mold it. It's the wood seems completely mundane.
Is it brittle? Is it strong?
Yeah. It seems brittle if I can just break it.
Like, yeah, oh, it's not especially, like, it's still made of wood, so a big wooden cow is probably a bit harder to break.
To snap it in
how
half.
About,
but,
like, solid?
It's, it looks like not guys? Very precious wood was put into this.
Because
like, just
could,
just any wood that was available was used.
We could easily form a barricade for the town.
We could use this to protect the town.
And then we know that at least something is there. You can just keep wood. What's it?
Wood shape wood.
Shape wooding.
Spell.
Wood shaping at least a wall, at least giving it.
For sure. I mean, we've got enough wood to
I mean,
to...
I guess just we just draw bigger and bigger things.
If you fill the canvas, what'll happen? Fill the canvas, Zilly.
Just paint all over the campus?
Yeah.
Canvas, sorry?
The campus. All over the
all
campus.
Over the campus. Yes. All over the canvas, nothing happens. You waste a bunch of paint.
No, as in like animals, like big.
Oh.
Is that what you meant?
No.
What did you mean?
I meant just like top to bottom.
Oh,
paint.
No, I was meant like actually saying. Draw a big like.
Oh, like a huge one, cow. Fill the canvas?
Yeah.
Of a cow again?
A cow?
Yeah.
What's a big creature we can think of?
Elephant? I've never seen
dragon.
An elephant.
Dragon? All right.
I'd like to draw a dragon. A giant.
Okay, I guess. How big are you imagining this dragon?
Huge.
Uh-oh.
You immediately you begin and immediately you realize you can't do that. Something about the magic of this thing feels like it couldn't happen.
Huh. Okay.
You feel like there might be a size limit to what you can create.
And how big is that limit? Like
what's
cow size?
Hard to say.
What's the next?
You know this is too big.
What's the next smallest
what's
thing
the next
after
biggest
dragon?
Thing we can think of?
Hippo?
Do you know what a hippo is?
I like that we're just wasting the paint. Adam looks so sad.
Adam, if you fucking helped us, we wouldn't be that miserable at
why
this.
Did you keep making animals? Why? Do you literally, are you incapable of thinking of other things?
Because
yeah.
We made a jacket and it
we made a
that
jacket and
happen.
It didn't work. Cool. I would like
so you
to
try
a
jacket
sword?
Once and then you're like, animals.
Well, the animals.
Worms and dragons.
Why do you only go with the first thing that works?
Fine, right. Weapons.
Hey,
weapons.
Draw some I was thinking
weapons.
Draw some armor or weapons.
Yes.
Have we got several
what do you want to paint? What type of armor or weapon?
Full metal.
Full metal
jacket.
Full plate?
Full
plate metal.
Sure.
Well, that one fails.
I'd like to...
I guess it doesn't work. More animals.
Adam's body is shutting down again.
You're clearly your punishment is enough. It isn't enough, Batman.
No. We've gone through so much.
Draw another full play?
No, draw a sword. Draw a sword.
Sword. Yeah, draw a sword.
Draw a sword. Draw a fancy one.
A sword appears. What did you want? A long sword?
Maybe. What do I want, Adam?
You said a sword.
Yeah, I did.
There
say
are types of swords. Long sword, scimitar, short sword. Name.
Not long sword.
Long sword? Yeah. A long sword appears. It seems perfectly usable.
And I mean, like, it's metal not, as well?
It's,
or
not, it's made of metal.
Oh. Huh.
It's not, like, it doesn't appear to be masterwork craft, but it's, like, it's a good sword.
Sounds like we were just drawing all right.
I know. I see how this works.
Dilly, yeah, try that full plate metal, full plate armor again.
Okay.
You've wasted like nearly an hour
now. Is everybody in the town just like, what the fuck?
Armor fails again.
Just swords, I guess.
Swords.
Oh, dude, I want full plate armor.
Maybe just a helmet. Smaller?
No, wait, can maybe I just
helmets? Yeah. There's no like rules for just wearing a helmet. You can make a helmet if you want.
Like, yeah.
Just go bit
gauntlets.
By bit.
Yeah, gauntlets. I'd like to draw gauntlets, please.
Metal gauntlets?
Yeah. You can't wear them. But
fails.
Can.
Can't do armor.
Can't do armor.
Can't do armor.
Can do swords. Super weird.
Draw a potion. Give that a go. Potion of healing.
I'd like to draw a
potion of cure all wounds.
You try that, and immediately before brush touches canvas, you get the you like can feel that this thing cannot do magic.
It's like the dragon.
It cannot make magical items.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Just weapons? I mean,
weapons and...
Weapons and wooden animals.
Wooden animals.
Presumably chairs as well, like if you wanted to furnish
alchemy,
somewhere.
Alchemy, many consider not to be magic.
Okay.
Huh?
Alchemy is not considered magic. Magical potions are, like a healing potion. But the salves that Mistra works with are not considered magic. It's alchemy. It's just like mixing of chemicals. Almost.
Adam's trying to tell me something and I'm looking at him with a very confused selves? Face.
Healing salves? Give that a go.
I'd like to draw help what us fix Jackson the riddle. Said.
A healing salve?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you want the healing salve to do?
I want it to...
fix the fire stuff.
Oh!
Maybe.
Right, I'd like to do that, Adam.
Are our heroes clever enough to know what to do next? Find out next time on Husfirma Pride, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.